Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can't ask everybody to go online, and I'm conscious too that there's very large numbers of families across Donegal that don't have a broadband service. So I'm genuinely shocked about this. I mean, for a number of years now, I'd asked them to actually widen the service in Donegal. We have an office in Donegal Town. We have one in Letterkenny. I had hoped to see one in the Inishowen Peninsula, even open on a part-time basis. Not only has that not happened, they're now talking about having the existing service. So, I mean, it's just unacceptable. The Minister for Transport and the Road Safety Authority need to reverse these plans.
There's staff also then that might also be affected by this.
Oh, indeed. I mean, there are a number of staff that are going to be losing jobs, losing hours, and they find out, as I understand, by email. It's just no way to treat people who are public servants. These are people who deliver a service to the public. It may be contracted out, but it's a public service. I expect the workers in that service to be treated properly. I expect the people of Donegal to get a proper service, and I expect families who don't have access to broadband to be treated the same as everybody else. So this decision has to be reversed. It's as simple as that. This is a huge county geographically, and my frustration was already there with both the Minister for Transport and the Road Safety Authority that the service that was there already was very limited. But to propose to half what's there even further shows me people who are out of touch with what it's like to live in Donegal, what it's like to be an older person in Donegal, what it's like to be somebody who doesn't have broadband in Donegal. They wake up very, very quickly now and reverse this decision.